Perek Techelas is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Isser ben Reb Feibish Zechroine Levracha, dedicated by Mr. and Dr. Jordan Herman. May the Torah study learned in this shir be an everlasting schus for his neshama. The following shir was delivered by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Reish Koilel of the Cleveland Choshen Mishpat Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Menachas Daf Mem Gimel. Today we're going to discuss the chiyuv of Meir Brachos. A person is mechuyev to say Meir Brachos every day. And the question is, are women also chayiv in the mitzvah of Meir Brachos? The Gemara says on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Tanya, Hayre Meir Oimer, chayiv Adam Lavarich Meir Brachos b'chol yoyim, Shenemar v'atu Yisrael, ma Hashem lekecha shoyel me'imach. A person is chayiv to say 100 brachos every day. Like it says in the pasuk, "Va'atu Yisrael Ma Hashem Lekecha Shoyel Me'imach," and Rashi explains that the word "Ma" is not, you don't read it "Ma Hashem Lekecha," you read it "Meya." Hashem Lekecha is Shoyel Me'imach is asking you for Meya brachos. Now, why did Chazal explain the word "Ma" to mean differently than the simple meaning, which means what? In other words, what is Hashem asking from you? And the Chazal felt the need to explain it as Meya Brachos. So the Marsha adds a little depth to the drasha, and he says, because we know that the Pasuk is really asking from a person a lot. The Pasuk says, Ma Hashem Lekecha Shoyel Me'imach, Ki Im Le'yiras Hashem Lekecha Le'lechas V'chol Derachav, V'l'ahava Oysoi, V'l'avidus Hashem Lekecha B'chol Lubavko V'chol Nafshecha. So it would seem from the beginning of the pasuk that it's an insignificant amount, a thing to request from a person. But we know the Gemara says, "Atu milsa yira milsa zutrasahi," is yira shemayim something that's considered little, that the pasuk says, "Ma Hashem mekecha shoyel me'imach," like what is Hashem asking from us already? It's quite a bit. So therefore, the Torah is telling us, the Gemara says here, that the Torah is hinting to us a way how to achieve that yira shemayim. And that is, namely, by saying Me'a Brachos every day. A person is going to say Me'a Brachos every day is going to reach the Madrega of Yerushalayim that Hashem wants from a person. Tosfos has a different explanation how we see from the Pasuk this Me'a Brachos. He says, because if you count the letters of the Pasuk, if you count the word Shoyel with a Vav, Malay, you'll have 100 letters in the Pasuk, and that will come out to 100 Brachos. Similarly, the Avodram says that the Pasuk in Nishmas of Hein Heim Yoidu Vivarchu, Hein Heim is Vigamatria 100. Now the Medrash says in Bamidbar Rabbah Yudches Chafalov that David HaMelech was Mesakein 100 brachas every day because there were 100 people that were dying every day. It's quoted in the Torah Archaim Sinem above. And based on that, the necessity to Mesakin 100 brachos came into place. And therefore, David HaMelech was Mesakin Meir Brachos. This would seem that the source of Meir Brachos began from David HaMelech already. In truth, this is a machlokes. The Sefer HaManik says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin Meir Brachos. In other words, it was given over to him on Har Sinai, this mitzvah. However, afterwards it was forgotten until David HaMelech came and reinstituted them because of the story that happened with the people who were dying every day. The Yireyim says that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were the ones that were misaken it. So we have different shittas of when exactly the Chiyuv began, but at the end of the day it was a mitzvah of Meir Brachos. Now, when we say a mitzvah of Meir Brachos, there's a discussion in Rishonim if that actually was a mitzvah or was just an inyan. In other words, is the pshat of Meir Brachos that there's a mitzvah for a person every day to make sure he counts Meir Brachos, or is it just that that it will come out that throughout the day a person is saying Meir Brachos, and therefore it offsets the effect of the people who are being nifter. So the Bahag says that the mitzvah of Meir Brachos is actually a mitzvah, a full-blown mitzvah, and he counts it among the Taryag mitzvahs, because the Bahag counts some mitzvahs that are abanon among the Taryag mitzvahs. However, the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah, Shoresh Aleph, argues on the Bahag, and he says you cannot count mitzvahs derabbanon as a tayag mitzvahs. You can only count mitzvahs deraisa, because if you were counting mitzvahs derabbanon, you would have many, many other mitzvahs that you have to count, and then it would be much more than tayag mitzvahs. The Ramban defends the Bahag, and he says that the Bahag only counts the mitzvahs that are mitzvahs in and of themselves. In other words, sometimes the Rabbanon, the Chachamim, made mitzvahs as safeguards to other mitzvahs. Those kinds of mitzvahs the Bahag does not count as part of the Tayag mitzvahs. However, mitzvahs that are a mitzvah that stand by itself, and the Chachamim are masakin, an independent mitzvah, for example, the mitzvah of Me'a Brachas is not a safeguard to a different mitzvah. It itself is the mitzvah, and that's according to some Rishonim, and that's even the reason why we say every morning Berachas HaShachar, to be able to be mashed on these Me'a Brachas. So that's a mitzvah in and of itself, and therefore the Bahag counted it as one of the mitzvahs. Now even the Rambam that doesn't count it as one of the mitzvahs, the Raisa agrees that it's a Chiyuv Gomer, and the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is also that way, that it's a Chiyuv to count Me'a Brachas. So therefore, according to all these Rishonim, Me'a Brachas is actually a Chiyuv. The Rabbi Ruchim Fishel and the Haggais to the Araim has a few rayas that are Rishonim that hold that it's not a Chiyuv Gomer. It's just an Inyan that, like we said before, that just comes out that throughout the day a person is counting Me'a Brachas, but it's not a mitzvah in and of itself, a specific mitzvah to count Me'a Brachas. Now where do we get the fact that it has to come every day, B'chol Yoyim? So the Pirush on the bottom of the Urayim in Siman Ration Hey Teyafis Urayim says that it's from the Hemshach of the pasuk, the next pasuk that says Hayoyim Latuv Lach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to keep these things in order to do good to us, Latoyv Lach, that should be good for Klal Yisrael. So therefore it says Hayoyim, which is Mashal, that it's a mitzvah every day. Just want to add, before we get back to the Shaila of the Chiyuv of Nashim, the Rekeach says, and this is a famous ending that everybody knows, that the Me'a Brachas were instituted to prevent a person from the Tzadiches Klolos Shebe Mishneh Torah, from the 98 Klolos that are in Devarim. And besides for that, there are two general Klolos in the Pesukim. So altogether it comes out 100 Brachas. Why do Chazal refer to it as the Tzadi Ches Klalos? So the Chidah has a very interesting pshat, and he says because the Me'a Brachas, two of them are Midoraisa, Berachas HaTorah and Berachas HaMazon. However, the other 98 are only Midorabanan. So the 98 Midorabanan, Brachas Midorabanan, are protecting us in the 98 Klalos Midoraisa. What is the significance of a mitzvah Midorabanan? So he says because we know Chavivin, the Reciferim Kiyena Shel Torah. A person is supposed to have a Chavivas for mitzvahs that the Rabbanon instituted, just like Yena Shel Torah, just like the essence of Torah itself. So therefore, it shows us that these brachas, the Rabbanon, protect us from the Tzadichas Klolos in the Torah. So therefore, as we mentioned before, for all these reasons, Chazal were misakin the mitzvah of Me'a Brachas. Now, there's one other shaila that we have to explore over here. Exactly what is the chiyuv of the Me'a Brachas, and how does it work? So there's a machlokes rishonim. Does it begin from the night, just like when we're Kabbal Shabbos, it starts from night and goes 24 hours from Eis L'Eis to the following night, or does it begin in the morning and it goes through the following night? In other words, is the Laila Achra Yoyim, or is the Yoyim Achra Laila? So, but either way, it seems that the Chiyuv is a 24-hour Chiyuv Me'eis L'Eis. Whichever way you go, it seems to be a Chiyuv Me'eis L'Eis. So now, let's get back to the Chiyuv of women to say the bracha. So, the shaila is like this. Since, like we said before, at most, the mitzvah over here of Me'a Brachas is a mitzvah derabbanan, as the Bahag says, and as the Lashon of Rav and the Shulchan Aruch says. So, the question we have to explore, is this a mitzvah hasheis hazman gerama? So the Tshuvat Ateres Paz writes that even if it's a mitzvah, that if it's a mitzvah seishah zman grama, some paiskim hold that nonetheless in the mitzvah seishah zman grama midrabanon, when the mitzvah is only midrabanon, women are chayiv in that mitzvah, even though usually they're not chayiv mitzvah seishah zman grama. However, when it's a mitzvah seishah zman grama, that's midrabbanon, then women are chayv. It's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But then the Tshuva of Taras Paz argues, and he says, even if you want to tell me that, even if you want to go with the chiyuv that women are chayv, I still have a reason to patter you. And he says as follows. He says, because when we calculate the cheshen of mea brachos, when we examine the cheshen of mea brachos, the same thing, by the way, is written in the Tshuva Sheva Talevi Chelek Hei, that when we calculate the minion of mea brachos, we're going to see that some of the brachos are brachos that are only specifically a chiyuv for men to say and not women. The Beis Yosef gives the cheshen and the Mishnah Brura in over there in Siman Mem Vav, Sivkat and Yadalit as well. We'll just give a brief overview of the cheshen, and we'll see clearly for ourselves that some of these brachas do not apply to women. So for example, so Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaShachar altogether, there's 21 brachas, HaMachal, there's one. But the Pesach counted bracha of Tzitzis and Tefillin as two or three, depending on how many brachas a person says on his Tefillin. Then you have Baruch Shomer, Asher, Yishtabach, brachas, Birchas Kriyashma, altogether. So Baruch Shomer, Yishtabach, and the Birchas Kriyashma throughout the day will come out another 35 brachas. Then the three Shemana Esrei times 19 will come out altogether 57 brachas. And then each meal, if you eat two meals a day and you wash and you bench, will come out another 8 brachas each, which is 16 altogether. Altogether, a person has approximately 108 brachas. So, as we pointed out, the brachas of tzitzis and tefillin, and the truth is many other of these brachas as well, because a woman technically does not have chiyuv tefillah the way men have, so there's a lot less brachas that apply to a woman. It comes out that the women do not have a lot of these brachas. So therefore, says the Tshuva Sheva Talevi, even if there's a chiyuv to do such a thing, and even if you want to say that it's a chiyuv gamur, because mitzvah sheishman grama, the rabbanu women are chayv, this mitzvah specifically, nonetheless, was not said for women. This mitzvah was not applied to women. Therefore, the women do not have to mekayim mei brachas. Another ray that's brought down the Tshuva Sateras Paz is because when the Rambam, and the truth is you could extend this to the Gemara as well, the next Gemara here in Menachos is as follows. Rav Chiya b'Reder of Ivya, v'Shabbata v'Yoy v'Tavi, Tarach u'memale lehu, v'Sparmiki u'megodi. Rav Chiya b'Reder of Ivya, on Shabbos and Yontiv, used to complete the Cheshen of Mea Brachos with different kinds of fruits. We know the famous story, the Biskarov was once in Switzerland. He asked the Achsanya if she could give him a banana. And he went to Minch and he came back and he gave her back the banana. So she asked, what did he need a banana for? So he said, because he thought he had to finish up Mea Brachas and Shabbos, because there's not that many. But he got an aliyah by Mincha, so he was yaitzu with those brachas. So we see from here that on Shabbos and Yontiv, the Cheshmer is going to obviously be missing brachas. So you have to be memalel the brachas with other things. So, Frech, the Tshuva Zataras Paz, why did the Gemara have to go dig up a case of Shabbos and Yontif? And the same thing, the Rambam also, when he brings down the din of finding other things to say brachas on, why look for such a far-fetched case? Any woman has the Shaila all the time, because there are many brachas that a woman is not going to say, and therefore she's going to be missing from the Mea Brachas. So why go try to find cases that are Tachman, Shabbos, and Yontif, when you have cases that can apply every single day. So again, here's another raya, pretty clearly, that this mitzvah was not said, for a woman was not chayv in this mitzvah of Mea Brachas, and therefore, a woman would be pater. Again, as we mentioned before, the Paiskim do not discuss this at length. Besides for the Svarim that we mentioned, I'm not aware of many other Svarim that discuss it. Therefore, it seems to be the consensus, and also from the fact that the Pesach can barely mention it, that a lady does not have the skiyah of a mea brachas. It is possible to argue that as far as the mitzvah goes, in other words, according to the shitas like the Bahag and the Rambam Shachanach, as far as making a chiyuv out of it, perhaps a woman, that we could say before, a woman doesn't have a chiyuv, but perhaps you could say that, at least according to the Rishonim, that it's not a chiyuv. It's just the fact is, just the idiom that a person is going, mathematically going to end up saying 100 brachas a day, which is going to protect him from the mea klolos, or like what happened with David HaMelech, where it protected people from being nifter. It's difficult to say that a woman doesn't have Indian to be protected from Mea Klalas. A woman has to be protected from Klalas just as much as a man does. So therefore, as far as the Indian goes, it's possible the woman would have the Indian. But as far as a Chiyuv goes, it doesn't seem from any of the places that there's a Chiyuv on a woman to actually be Tereach and find every day to have Mea Brachos. This is an interesting endnote. The Machzor of Vitri says that that when we say Ein Kelekenu on Musaf, on Shabbos by Musaf, at the end of Musaf, the Ein Kelekenu was instituted in order to be mashlim the Mea Brachos, in order to complete the Mea Brachos. And he makes a question that it comes out of Rosh Tevis of Baruch Atta and Amen, and it's missing Yud Aleph Brachos, so therefore these are mashlim the Mea Brachos. The Sefer HaManik argues, he says that the Indian of saying Ein Kelekenu is a minig without really a shayrish. And also, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan that a bracha without a shema malchus is not considered a bracha. So he says that that's not counted. However, the Kolbei writes that Ein Kelekenu is actually considered 20 brachas, because if you count the kinuyim that are there, it comes out that you're actually being mashlim mea brachas al yidei the Ein Kelekenu. Some of these marmakaimus I found in the Yachud Biurim in the back of the Sifta, and where he quotes a lot of these the Master Vitri and the Manhig, and then also at length you can look in the Chuvas at Teres Paz and the Chuvas Shevet HaLev.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.